It has been 17 years since the Detroit Symphony Orchestra has graced the stage of one of the most famous concert halls in the world, Carnegie Hall. So it was big news for Michigan's cultural scene when the DSO became one of the symphony orchestras chosen for the 2013 Spring for Music. 1 week, 5 orchestras, 6 concerts at Carnegie Hall. And the DSO is performing 2 separate programs, one on Thursday and another on Friday. Joining us now is the music director of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, Maestro Leonard Slatkin. Welcome back to Stateside, Maestro.
Good to talk to you, Cynthia.
So tell us, what does it mean for you and for the DSO musicians to get the DSO back on the Carnegie Hall stage for that first time in 17 years?
One likes to think that every performance you do has equal meaning, whether you're playing at home, whether you're playing on the road, whether you're playing for children, whatever it happens to be. But there is still something magical and special about walking on to the stage where no less a figure than Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky conducted the very first concert. Mm. Carnegie Hall is a storied building on there on 57th Street. All the great artists have appeared there, and of course some who are not so great. I've had the chance to be on that stage, I guess, since I was 23 years old, and have appeared there many times. And the orchestra was a regular feature as well. I remember when I was a student at the Juilliard School hearing the Detroit Symphony under Sixten Ehrling play at Carnegie Hall.
Yes.
So this return after so many years is welcome on many fronts. First of all, there is a New York public that is eager to find out what kind of shape we're in after all the turmoil and even what we're like 17 years later for anybody who remembers back that far. There's also a large number of people coming from Detroit to celebrate our appearance there, about 700 or 800 people each night. We are put together here with actually 5 other orchestras. Originally, it was going to be 6, but the Oregon Symphony found themselves in a cash-strapped position and couldn't make their dates, so we filled in. It will be the first orchestra to play 2 performances at Spring for Music, and the programs couldn't be more varied. So we're very excited to be back on that stage, but also excited to present this music for our home audience on Tuesday night.
That's right, because you are going to have a send-off performance tonight at Orchestra Hall. We want to let everybody know that DSO will have a free preview performance of what's to come later this week at Carnegie Hall, and they'll be performing symphonies from Charles Ives and Kurt Weill's The 7 Deadly Sins. And that performance can also be streamed live on the web at dso.org starting at 7 p.m. this evening. You know, Maestro, I can only imagine your sense of pride hearing the DSO take this complex material and really digest it and put it out there for an audience. And so the idea that you're going to be doing this on the Carnegie Hall stage, that has to be a personal high for you.
Yes, and not only that, but we're very gratified already that of the 6 performances taking place, and I believe the others are Albany, Buffalo, Baltimore, and Washington, the top 2 ticket sellers so far are both the Detroit Symphony. So there.
Yeah. Maestro Leonard Slatkin will be leading the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in performances May 9th and 10th at the Spring for Music Festival at Carnegie Hall. And before those New York performances, there will be a special send-off concert tonight at Orchestra Hall. It is free of charge. Maestro Slatkin, it is always a pleasure speaking with you, and thank you for taking the time as you get ready for that big week in New York.
Yep, we look forward to seeing everybody there, and if you can't be there, you can listen to the whole concert both nights online.
Great. One more way that the DSO is kind of showing other orchestras how to get out there in the 21st century.
Yes, we are.
Thank you, sir, very much.
Take care.